The booming economy in the greater Boston area is exacerbating a long-standing problem, a lack of affordable housing in the region. The annual Boston Housing Report Card, being released this morning by the Boston Foundation, shows after years of increases, development of new housing has fallen off in the past year. With us this morning to explain some of the findings is the lead author of the annual housing report, Professor Barry Bluestone of the Dukakis Center for Urban and Regional Policy at Northeastern University. Barry, good morning, and thanks a lot for coming into the studio.
Glad to be here, Bob.
Let me ask you this question first. The report shows the number of permits for new housing issued in the city of Boston is down. Tell us about it.
Well, we've seen a very strong increase in the number of permits over the last few years, and that was a hopeful sign that we're beginning to catch up with the housing demand. Unfortunately, this year, housing permits are down in Boston, in many of the other communities, in Cambridge and Somerville. And I fear what has happened is that we had a long boom of luxury housing going up. You could see it on the skyline. But now it's much more difficult to build housing that's affordable for working families. The cost of housing, which we reported on last year's report card, suggests that it would cost, $1.1 million today to build just a simple triple-decker. As a result, many developers are saying, we know how to build for the rich. We even know how to build for the very poor with subsidies. We haven't quite figured out yet how to build for everybody else. And as a result, now that we've got much of the luxury housing built, we're not seeing enough permits for workforce housing.
Just so I'm clear on this, are you saying that permits to build both affordable housing and luxury housing are down?
As far as we can tell, there may still be permits for luxury housing, but not at anywhere near the pace that we saw over the last few years. There are a lot of applications for permits that are waiting for permits, but there's a long distance between the application, the permit, and then actual construction. We don't know whether this is a blip because we saw these rising permits over the last 4 or 5 years, and now we see them sharply down. We hope it isn't. But if this is a new trend, it means we're going to have a great deal of problem not only finding the 53,000 units in Boston, but we need 160,000 units of new housing by 2030 throughout Greater Boston. In order to be able to keep home prices and particularly rents from continuing to rise.
All right. So just so I'm clear on this, are you saying that you worry that this is a long-term trend instead of an aberration in terms of the development, the construction of affordable housing in Boston?
I hope that the decline in permits is just a pause and that we'll see a resurgence in permits for new housing in the near future. But if it is not, if this is the beginning of a new trend toward fewer permits, we're going to have a lot of trouble meeting the 160,000 new housing units we need in order to keep home prices, but particularly rents, from continuing to rise to levels that are hardly affordable for many, many people.
So in terms of consumers, the demand is still there.
The demand is there because our economy is so strong. You know, we have a 3.3% unemployment rate in Massachusetts. We've created hundreds of thousands of jobs. We expect to create more of them. That means people are staying in Massachusetts who would have left 10 or 15 years ago. It means we're also getting many people to come here and stay here, and they're putting tremendous pressure on the housing market, but the housing market has not been able to respond to that pressure.
So the economy is growing, the population, which is increasing pressure, increasing demand for new housing.
Yeah. This is one of the cases where simple economics actually works. The demand is going up, continues to go up because we have a strong economy. People want to live here if they can afford it, but we have not been able to find a way to increase supply. And whenever demand outstrips supply for a long period of time, prices rise. That means rents, possibly home prices. I'm less worried about home prices because we have also a large number of people who are now aging. Many of them are thinking about selling their big home and getting something smaller if they can find something they can afford. But rents, and more people are renting. Home ownership rate is down. Young people are finding it difficult to pay for a new home. So I'm worried mostly about rents continuing to rise, putting tremendous pressure on working families as well as young families coming up.
The report also notes growing income disparity in the region. How does that affect housing demand?
Well, one of the things we did in this report is we adjusted the poverty rate in Greater Boston. The U.S. poverty rate is poverty line is the same wherever you are. But the cost of living in Boston, in Greater Boston, is about 38% higher than the rest of the country. When you adjust that, you find out about 16%, one in six families in Greater Boston is poor, according to this adjusted poverty line. We also have twice the proportion of people making over $150,000. So we have a greater proportion of people are poor in Greater Boston than the U.S., and a greater proportion of people are making a lot. What that means is that the middle, instead of being about 75% as it is in the U.S., is less than 50% in Greater Boston.
You complement several state and local initiatives to encourage the development of more affordable housing, but indicate it's not enough.
Exactly. I think we've had a good push on housing from Mayor Walsh and from some of the other mayors, Seti Warren in Newton, for example. We've also seen Governor Baker and his staff, particularly under Jay Ash, push for more funding for housing. There's also been pressure beginning in the Senate to reform zoning laws that would make it easier for developers to build housing. But we have not seen enough of that succeed yet to turn this housing problem around.
So it sounds like what you're saying is we're in for more difficult years ahead.
We could be if, in fact, what we find in this report is the beginning of a trend rather than a blip. I'm agnostic on that, but I do have some fear that after we've built so much luxury housing, we may not find a way to build affordable housing for everyone else.
Barry Bluestone, thank you very much for coming in and talking about the Boston Foundation report. Appreciate your coming in so early in the morning.
Always nice to join you, Bob.
Barry Bluestone is a professor of political economy at Northeastern University and is the senior research associate at the Dukakis Center for Urban and Regional Policy at Northeastern.